Picture a meeting that's gone sideways, stakeholders circling the same three tweaks, momentum drained, and everyone exhausted. Then someone says, 1 hour, black plus one accent color, no gradients. We set a timer, sketched fast, and by the end, the client chose a direction. It felt like magic, but really, it was a rule doing the work.
Wait, pigged on the spot? That's the dream. And yes, a little terrifying for clients. But I remember the relief. Arguments stop when choices shrink. Totally worth it.
Exactly. Welcome, dreamers and doodlers. I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios.
And I'm Wendy, here to make sure those ideas leave the page and actually land in the wild. Stick with us. We're going to give you a simple three-step method and two imagination breaks to try in real time.
Quick roadmap. Pick a tight constraint. Prototype fast under that constraint. Then run a lean test with a clear metric. Sounds simple. The trick is in the discipline.
And we'll show studio examples. 1 hour logo sprints, two color print systems, billboard to mobile drills, and how to sell the idea to clients so they don't freak out.
Let's start with why limits work. Psychologically, fewer choices mean faster decisions. Your brain isn't juggling infinite options. Strategically, constraints force priorities. What truly needs to read at a glance?
Right. Fewer opinions, more action. And it gives you guardrails to stop endless revision cycles.
At MG Wallace, we run 1 hour logo sprints when things stall. A tight brief, visible sketches, rapid feedback. The outcome is not a cheap compromise. It's a distilled solution that survives at scale.
From my angle, constraints are production friendly. Two-color print jobs prep faster, quotes come back quicker, and schedules tighten. That speed lets brands test in the market sooner. Faster insights, fewer sunk costs.
Curious. I want to press in. Doesn't cutting colors or time risk losing nuance? Some brands lean on ornament and texture to feel premium.
Good point. The way we frame it is as a discovery step. You temporarily remove the decorative layer to test the core mark. If the essence works, you add personality back deliberately. Typography, motion, or a supporting texture system, not as accidental fluff.
But what about a heritage client who insists on ornate seals and 20 variations? They'll fight a two-color or one-hour rule.
Great. Let's unpack that. You have two clear choices. Keep the full ornament and accept limited scalability, or distill the seal to its essence and gain recognition across tiny screens and big billboards. We usually prototype both, a stripped option for scale tests and the full mark for legacy contexts. Then we measure which one performs in client metrics.
And production will thank you either way. If you insist on the ornate seal, you'll need file variations and extra ink passes. If you distill it, you save on print runs and get faster digital renders. So production constraints often push the choice towards simpler, clearer marks.
When you present that to a client, frame it as an experiment. We'll test a distilled mark in market for 4 weeks and compare engagement to the legacy mark. Data calms opinions.
Okay, tactics. How do you pick the right constraint? Simple rule. Choose one axis, time, palette, or format, and make it specific. Not work faster, but 1 hour deliverables, three directions. Not limit colors, but two color CMYK safe palette.
Time for our first imagination break. Okay, listeners, first imagine.
Break! 1 minute, three silhouette logo sketches. No color, no texture. Fast lines, go.
Time's up. Most people feel their sketches are messy. That's the point. Pick the silhouette that reads best small. That becomes your expansion candidate.
A practical rule I use, test your mark at thumbnail size first. If it holds at 48 pixels, it'll work across apps and ads. For print-first systems, mock a 2-ink business card to catch surprises early.
Let me push one more nitpicky thing. How do we keep personality if we strip back? Two colors and simple shapes can feel cold.
Personality lives in the supporting layers, rhythm and layout, warmth and type, motion and micro interactions, and voice in copy.
Constraints force you to choose those intentionally. You end up with a vocabulary, not randomness.
Quick case. A regional snack brand we helped went two-color to cut packaging costs. We leaned on hand-drawn textures and bold type for personality. The simpler mark made shelf recognition climb, and pilot sales rose about 12%. Constraints gave them a single, repeatable system.
Those are the wins we want. Now some fast, usable scripts you can use with clients. We propose a focused sprint to surface the core mark. We'll return 3 core directions in 1 hour, then test 2 in market. Say it soft but firm.
And here's a one-line promise that eases clients. We'll reduce noise so you can see what actually works faster. Then offer a simple A-B metric. Clicks, signups, or attention score. And you've turned opinion into data.
Second imagination break. This one's audible. Say out loud 3 words that describe your brand. Then pick 2 colors that feel like those words. Say the words, name the colors, hold that combo in your head. 30 seconds, go.
Back? Those 3 words are your decision filter. When a mark or palette doesn't match them, iterate under the same constraint until it does.
Let's condense this into a quick checklist you can use now. 1. Pick a specific constraint. 2. Prototype fast and visibly. 3. Test with a simple metric or client A-B. Small moves, big payoff.
And one last production tip. Document the constraint and rationale in your handoff. That keeps printers, developers, and marketing aligned as assets scale.
If you try only one thing from this episode, run a 1-hour sprint on a stuck project, or create a 2-color mock-up for your next packaging test. Templates, sprint briefs, and a decision matrix are available at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Grab them and drop them into your next proposal.
Quick tease! Next episode, we'll show adaptive logos that flex from a billboard to an app icon without losing soul. You're gonna love how practical that gets.
And that's our run for today. Whether it's a logo that lingers or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a creator who needs a nudge. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.
Thanks, everyone. Happy sprinting. See you next time.